gotten around to doing it, but it's described in this book, which is available online. So the book about photonic crystals, and you can download it. And they discuss all kinds of applications of photonic crystals. So this green part, these green cylinders here, that's a two-dimensional photonic crystal where there's a bend, and the light will go around the corner because it's the diameters of the crystal of the cylinders are chosen so that light can't propagate through that region. The light of the frequency that's being used can't propagate, and you make a waveguide for the light, and you make it go around the corner there. And then there are different applications. You see the layers, like the one-dimensional layer structure we talked about, and there are different cases where either you build a photonic crystal by taking spheres and building it out of spheres. And another way to build it, I think I'll show in a minute, is to start with a solid piece of material and drill holes into it at different angles. And if you do that, you can generate a photonic crystal.